Hi, Nora. Yeah, sorry we got cut off there with the internet, but what I was going to say was I've just sent you the way of understanding which the questions mean, and also you should have a copy of the survey already. I think Anne Largy sent it to you. If you don't, let me know so you can check question one. Okay, what was question one? Okay, it was about your nationality. Now I can see the answers if you want to analyze it yourself. But what I recommend is that you go through the Excel sheet that had summaries 1 to 9, the Excel sheet that had question 10, and the Excel sheet that had question 11, and just spend a day or 2 days just trying to understand what the results of the demographic and the descriptives and the frequencies, what those results have told you. Without doing any real analysis, just adding up the numbers, what's the information that it's giving to you? So just really try to understand it, write notes, maybe take some of the tables and put them into your report. That's fine. We'll make sure to clarify that you are, not analyzing the information, that you didn't record the information yourself. You're just interpreting the data from the guest study, and that should be fine. I think that's enough. But then if you think, I really, really need to check if this question is different for different genders, then in the next couple of days we can organize that you either Skype me and I'll help you, or we can organize that you sit with Anne Largy for an hour and she can help you do the analysis if necessary. Or if we need to, I can tell Raja that we need a couple extra days to do that last final step, and that once I return, we can meet. I think I'm back on the 5th, and we could meet maybe the 5th or the 6th and do that last bit and so on. But I think you're doing really, really good. I think that just try to understand, interpret the Excel sheets that we sent you for the moment, and then you can send me any questions you have or some of your thoughts. You could write what you have analyzed and I can check that for you. Don't be afraid of sending me little bits of things. Even if I don't ask for them, you can send them to me instead of you spending an hour trying to answer a question. Just send me a message or a WhatsApp, and I can see if I can answer it straight away. All right, hope you're well. Okay.